Chapter 59. Although Molly understood Jesse's reasoning for not sharing the information about the potential involvement of a female teacher in the drug distribution network at the school, she was still PO'd at him. But seeing the expression on Jesse's face as he walked through the station house door changed that. Molly's wounded pride suddenly seemed less important. Reading a self-contained man like Jesse Stone was no mean feat. When he openly showed he was upset, as he did entering the station, it raised a red flag. "What is it, Jesse? What's wrong?"
"My office in 5, he said, blowing past her.
In the meantime, Jesse made a call Molly wouldn't have approved of. Vinnie Morris picked up on the second ring.
"Jesse Stone, what's up?
How would you like me to treat you to a meal? Lunch?
Today?
That's when I'll be in town.
What's the catch? Not that I don't like your company, but this is short notice.
Remember that pawn shop I..."
Vinnie said, "Precious Pawn and Loan. Like I told you, I know them."
"Should I ask how you know them?"
"Take a guess."
"I'd like to do more than use your name," Jesse said. "How about you meet me there at noon?"
"You ask a lot. I getting anything out of this besides steak?"
"Cream spinach?"
Vinnie laughed. "Seriously, Jesse.
I think the drug syndicate we were discussing might be using them," Jesse said, though he had proof that only Chris Grimm had actually done business with them. "You want your business tied to them if the DEA gets wind of things? They'll give you up in a second if it helps knock time off their sentence."
"Noon. Don't be late."
Vinnie was off the line. Jesse still had the phone pressed to his ear when Molly knocked and came into his office. He put the phone down. "Sit."
"What is it, Jesse?"
"Call someone in to take the desk today."
"Do we have that kind of money for overtime in the budget?"
"Yeah, but for all the wrong reasons," Jesse said. "Since I was forced to let Alicia go, we're one officer down."
"But why do you need me to be off the desk?"
"I need you to do research without being interrupted."
"What kind of research?"
"Get the names of all the female teachers at the high school." "That should be easy enough to do. The names are public record." "Then I want you to find out everything you can about them."
Molly stood.
"Okay, I'll get to it."
"And Molly," Jesse said, stopping her in her tracks, "start with Mary Glenn." Now Molly understood the look on Jesse's face when he came into the station.